Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Medical Monday, April 22nd. I'm Ray Graff. Support comes from Dr. William Sarcino, podiatrist with offices in Greenwich, New York, and Bennington, Vermont, providing care and surgery for the foot and ankle, 802-442-2034. Today we are welcoming Naomi Brereton from New Vance Health. Armed with a doctorate in physical therapy, Naomi began practicing in geriatrics before finally transitioning into pelvic health. She works with pregnant and postpartum patients, patients suffering from urinary or bowel frequency or urgency, pelvic organ prolapse, pelvic pain, prostatitis, post-prostate removal, and many others. Give us a call if you have a question, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Medical Monday, and joining us today is Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health. Naomi Brereton earned her doctorate in physical therapy from Damon University, began practicing in geriatrics before transitioning to outpatient orthopedics, and then finally into pelvic health. She commonly works with pregnant and postpartum patients and patients suffering from conditions including urinary and bowel frequency and urgency, incontinence, pelvic organ prolapse, pelvic pain, painful intercourse, vaginismus, diastasis recti, prostatitis, and post-prostate removal. If you have a question for Naomi, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, or you can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Naomi Brereton, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
You know, it's a kind of a circuitous route you took to dealing with patients with the pelvic health issues. You started out in physical therapy and you went to geriatrics. How did you make that leap then to pelvic health?
So I always knew I wanted to do pelvic health, but my last clinical rotation was in geriatrics, so it was just easier to transition through that.
What are some of the common, I mean, we talked about some of these common conditions. What's the most common condition that you work with in a physical therapy sort of way?
I think the most common things that I'm treating right now are prolapse and stress incontinence.
Okay. And how does prolapse happen? We've talked about it on the show before with various doctors. We had a gynecologist on who talked about it a little bit. Prolapse is, it's an interesting thing, but you can't really fix it, can you?
So not permanently. So physical therapy can help reduce the symptoms or even eliminate them, but that prolapse is still there. You just might not necessarily be feeling it anymore. That's our goal.
And how do you work with that? What do you do?
So a lot of times it's strengthening the pelvic floor. So what a prolapse is a weakening of the vaginal walls. So whether it's the anterior wall, the posterior wall, some one of those organs is pushing into that wall.
And how do we strengthen that? I know we've anyone who has gone to a my wife, or for our first child, we had to go to these lessons, and I forget what they called it, but one of the many lessons we went to was, oh, you got to do your Kegels. What exactly does a Kegel do? As a husband, I was just kind of drifting a little bit.
So a Kegel is strengthening for the pelvic floor, so it's the only way to really contract those muscles. So oftentimes people are doing them incorrectly, though. So over the years, they think they're working on that prolapse, but not necessarily. The other way we can work on the prolapse is also pressure management. So making sure when you're lifting heavy things or when you're pushing, pulling, different things like that, that your pressures within your abdominal cavity are okay.
You said people do it wrong. It's just clenching your muscles, right?
To a certain extent. So some people, when they're doing a Kegel, they think they're kind of closing the vaginal opening, but it's more of a picking up. So some people will say, imagine there's a marble and you need to pick it up and in. Or another analogy is like a straw. So like if you had a straw at the opening to the vagina and you kind of wanted to pick it up and in.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551. If you have a question for Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health, 800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. As a doctor of physical therapy, you learned an awful lot about how we can sort of help heal ourselves. But what does a physical therapist, What can a physical therapist do for someone who might have incontinence or increased urgency?
So it depends. I know it's an awful answer and everybody hates hearing it depends.
Well, that's okay.
But there's usually two things that are going wrong with the pelvic floor. So either you can have muscle weakness or you can have muscle tension and muscle tightness, which we also call hypertonicity. So depending on which one of those things you have depends on what we do for treatment. So with stress incontinence, it could be either or. But what is normally happening is you're getting that increase in pressure, whether you're sneezing or coughing, downwards on the pressure on the pelvic floor, and your pelvic floor can't handle that pressure.
Okay. Number to call here is 800-348-2551. I assume in your practice, and you're with New Vance, are you in a specific hospital down there?
I'm in Northern Dutchess Hospital right now.
Okay. Most of your patients are women?
Yes.
Obviously, we've talked about in the lead-in here, prostatitis, post-prostate removal. So you must see some men. How can physical therapy work with someone who has had their prostate removed?
So with someone who has had their prostate removed, usually there ends up being some issues with the pelvic floor with incontinence. So whether those muscles are too weak or if they're just having difficulty with coordination or if they're still tight from the surgery and with all that inflammation. So we work on coordinating those muscles again.
Our number on Vox Pop is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Tell you what, let's grab a call here before the first break. We'll go to Jim in Matamoros. Jim, you're on.
What is likely to cause acute pain in the anterior ilium?
So
hang on, stop. What's the anterior ilium?
So the anterior ilium is the front of the pelvis.
Okay.
So it depends. Was there any trauma to the area? Did you hit it? Have a fall? Different things like that.
No apparent reason other than standing up for 2 hours at a concert.
And it didn't start hurting until after that concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could just be your posture during that concert. How long ago was the concert?
Couldn't hear you.
How long ago was that concert?
Sunday, or Saturday, I mean.
Saturday, yeah. So it might just be something acutely, whether it was your posture during the concert, something you didn't realize, or maybe you did get bumped and you really weren't aware. What you can try to do is you could try heat or ice to that area and see if that reduces some of the pain.
Which one? Heat or ice?
So both are actually very beneficial. So it's really just, I say, a preference.
Really?
Yeah.
They both do the same thing?
Mm-hmm. So ice will help more so with inflammation, but heat can also bring blood flow to the area because when things are inflamed, you do need those macrophages, those white blood cells, all of those things kind of coming to the area to take away any of those bad things that need to be removed.
Jim.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot for the call. The number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health joins us. Naomi is a doctor in physical therapy. And if you have a question about pelvic health today, feel free to give us a call or an email. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. The number is 800-348-2551. Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551. It's Medical Monday. Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health joins us today. We're talking about physical therapy and its role in vaginal and pelvic health today. And by the way, you know, if you are a man, there are many cross matrixes with what Naomi does. So feel free to give us a call here. Number is 800-348-2551. And well, give me a success story. I mean, people come in, they're having issues. Don't say anyone's name, but just share a success story.
So I think sometimes people think that it's too late. So the oldest patient that I've had so far is 83.
Wow.
And they had stress incontinence. So, you know, sometimes it might take longer. Sometimes our plan of care might be 4 weeks. Sometimes it's 8 weeks. Sometimes it might be 12 weeks. But the point is that it can get better and those symptoms can improve.
Even for an 83-year-old?
Yes,
now,
absolutely.
But you say 4 weeks, 8 weeks for a course of therapy. But it's you have to change your way of thinking to some extent for the rest of your life, don't you, in order for it to stay working?
To a certain extent. So it's being mindful, just like any other muscle in the body, that we're making sure that it's still functioning the way we want it to. It's not to say that you have to do Kegels every day for the rest of your life. It's absolutely not the case, but definitely just paying attention to that muscle group.
Number to call here is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Goshen and Barbara. Barbara, you Goshen, Connecticut, Goshen, New York. Where are you?
Goshen, New York.
Okay. You got confused there. You're on the air with Naomi Brereton.
Hi, Naomi. I'm a PT as well. One thing, you might want to explain a little more how, you know, posture could have caused pain, you know, groin pain or pain in the ileus, because a lot of people just can't picture the iliopsoas and how it could cause referred pain, so, and how they could possibly address it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. So.
Okay. Have a great, oh, sorry.
No problem.
Thanks, Barbara. Go ahead.
So posture is one of those things. Nobody necessarily has perfect posture. But when the posture is too far out of alignment, if you think about the ribs and the pelvis, if your ribs are too far forward and your pelvis is tilted, now you're putting more strain on the muscles in the front. So if you're thinking of the pelvis, if it tilts forward and backward,
yeah.
So an anterior pelvic tilt, you're going to have some shortening of some of the muscles and lengthening of some of the other muscles. So what that is called, we call it a lower cross syndrome. When that happens, you might get pain from too tight muscles or you might get pain from those lengthened muscles. And sometimes when we're getting that tension, sometimes people want to stretch. And it's not always necessarily the case for those lengthened muscles. So if your muscles are already too long, what you want to do is actually strengthen them.
I mean, some things that people come in to you and you can't do anything, right?
Very rarely so
really?
Far. So, you know, you can't fix 100% of the patients, absolutely. But it's rare that you can't make an improvement in those symptoms.
We're joined today by Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health. The number is 800-348-2551. Naomi earned her doctorate in physical therapy from Damon University and focuses now on pelvic health. This is the hips. I'll give it to you anyway. This email from Mike in Saratoga. I'm 64. On Saturday, shoveled a bunch of river rocks by wheelbarrow full for about an hour. Then Saturday night, went to a concert and stood for about 3 hours in the same position. Felt fine yesterday. Today, woke up with sore right hip, especially sitting and moving in my office chair. Now, this is not exactly your focus, but maybe you got an idea.
So similar thing with that posture. Sometimes we don't feel it right away. Sometimes it's being in that position for a few hours, and it might take a day or so before that pain sets in. It's not necessarily that something is wrong and you need a full series of PT treatment. Sometimes that's some pain that will go away on its own, as long as you fix your posture and kind of take care of that acute pain, whether that's gentle movement. So for the hips, doing some gentle range of motion, or maybe, you know, the same thing, whether that heat or ice for that acute pain, if you need to bring those pain levels down.
Naomi Brereton is our guest today from New Vance Health. 800-348-2551 is the phone number. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Let's go to East Greenbush. Hello, Ed. You're on.
Yeah, doctor, I had nighttime incontinence. I'm 81. And it was bad. It was extremely bad. And I put up with it for quite a few months. And then I decided to check my medications, each and every one. I found I was taking a blood pressure medication in the evening that wreaked havoc. I know that because when I figured out it was the medication and stopped, bing, it stopped. So I'm assuming there are different types of medication of the kind I was taking for blood pressure that could produce incontinence. That's it.
Well, what do you think?
Yes, absolutely. Medications can contribute to the issues. So on that initial evaluation, we normally go through your medications and make sure you're not taking anything or that started around the same time as your symptoms.
Thanks for the call, Ed. We're joined by Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health. The number is 800-348-2551. You know, we were speaking at the beginning of the show. You said something that I just thought about now. You said you always knew you wanted to do pelvic health. That's pretty specific. Why?
So I always knew I wanted to work with women. I wasn't sure 100% where that would take me. I know I didn't want to do sports. I knew I didn't want to do necessarily just general orthopedics. So I kind of was doing my research and seeing what specialties were out there for physical therapy and which could really tie in the mind and body well. So that's kind of when I fell on pelvic floor physical therapy.
You know what?
I saw the gap and the education that was needed, and I wanted to fill it.
How early did you make that decision?
Pretty early, because I started taking pelvic floor education classes when I was in physical therapy school.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you really decided and you went for it, and this is where you are. Well, congratulations on doing what you want to do.
Thank you.
Naomi Brereton is our guest from New Vance Health. 800-348-2551 is the number on this Medical Monday. Let's go to Clifton Park. Debbie, you're on.
Oh, hi. I'm glad you took my call. Thank you. I had chemotherapy 4.5 years ago, and I was left with neuropathy. And the neuropathy went to my bladder. So unfortunately, I had to have an SP tube put in because I was getting a lot of infections. However, I was voiding before they put it in. And then about 1.5 years later, they tried to take it out, and the bladder is not really functioning. I also see a neurologist, and he said, you have pain, Debbie. And if you have pain, your brain is not sending healing messages to the parts of the body that you want. So it's not over yet. I've had pelvic floor exercises, you know, with a physical therapist actually massages that area to loosen the muscles. Do you offer anything? I see Dr. Day. She wrote the book on pelvic pain. Are you familiar with her?
No, I'm not familiar with her.
Okay. So what would you suggest besides taking the bridge? I take gabapentin because it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Are you still currently working with that physical therapist?
No.
Okay. So
I'm not getting into physical therapy because it hurts to get physical therapy.
Oh, that's a great point. And we'll follow up on that later. But answer Debbie's question if you can.
Okay. So to your question, it really depends. Did you do any activities that were more yoga-based to try and downregulate your nervous system without manual therapy to the pelvic floor?
I did not try yoga. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So
I tried physical therapy.
So
my daughter's a yoga instructor also.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do the stretches, like the yoga stretches,
mm-hmm.
you know, to stretch the back and the neck. And I do leg strengthening, but you're asking me what? What am I doing?
So I was just wondering if you had tried other techniques other than manual in physical therapy, because sometimes manual is too painful, and we will do stretching and yoga-based therapy, focusing on your diaphragmatic breathing and down-regulating the nervous system a bit.
Okay.
Oh, my God. How do I get that? Where do I go for that?
So I would definitely try getting pelvic floor physical therapy again if you can.
All right. Well, Debbie, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is the number. I thought that Debbie made a great point. And I've talked to physical therapists on this show before many times. And I'll ask, sometimes it hurts. How do you get people to know that there's a light at the end of that tunnel?
So sometimes we have to do a little education on pain science, because when you have chronic pain, after 3 to 6 months, the research shows usually those injuries are healed. So after that time, it's not necessarily that you're re-injuring every time you touch that muscle or move. Sometimes it's just the nerves are very overactive. So that's why I talked about that nervous system downregulation. So sometimes we have to kind of retrain the brain almost. It's not to say that the pain is in your head. That pain is absolutely real and we do need to work on it. But there might not be any actual damage. So we have to really try and change people's self-limiting beliefs, I would say.
You know, but is there not in what you do and in what most of us do to some extent, an element of psychology. Don't you have to say, you know, you can do this and it's going to hurt, but here's why it's a good thing. I mean, psychology is so important, isn't it?
Yes, it is such a big part of what I do.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551. We're joined by Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health. It's pelvic health today on the program, and we'll go to Williamstown, Massachusetts. Marianne, you're on.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Naomi. I've had a problem with pudendal nerve pain, apparently, and I'm waiting to get an MRI with a certain type of radiologist. I've been waiting for months. And I was doing some pelvic floor exercises. Seemed to make it worse. I don't know if it has to get worse before it gets better. I also was doing a lot of spinning. And apparently biking can be a cause for this pain. I've also had several surgeries, hysterectomy and two C-sections. I've had a lot of adhesions, apparently. So I don't know if that's all that contributes also.
Yeah, so a lot of those things could be contributing. It just depends on when your pain started versus when all of those things happened. When you did pelvic floor exercises, was that with supervised with a pelvic floor physical therapist?
It was somebody online who was a licensed therapist, and her specialty was pelvic floor.
Okay. So
and
what
she talked about the pudendal nerve.
Yeah. So what I would try is maybe seeing somebody in person as well for pelvic floor physical therapy if you can, because they can do some manual therapy that might release where that nerve could be trapped if that is the issue.
Marianne.
Right. And I am kind of waiting to do that, but I don't know why it's taking so long. And do you know anything about having to have a specific type radiologist to do the certain type of MRI they want to do?
So that can happen sometimes just because the pelvis is hard to view. So they might have just wanted you to see a specialist.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for the call. 800-348-2551. Naomi Brereton joins us today. Just curious, when you get a patient, is it more common for you to send a patient to an MD or for an MD to send a patient to you?
More common for an MD to send a patient to me.
So you work pretty much hand in glove then with the docs.
Yeah.
Naomi Brereton joins us. The number is 800-348-2551. Carol in Greenwich, New York. Carol, you're on.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
My question is whether a combination of therapy and possibly surgery beforehand might be a course of action where multiple childbirth has left a lot of damage, nerve damage, because of episiotomies, and the perineum is practically non-existent. So the prolapse of the cervix and the uterus are happening, and okay. You're scared to death to go to the doctor.
That's interesting.
So I would say the biggest thing is going to the doctor. Absolutely. I actually asked a lot of my patients before I came on the radio what their biggest thing they wish they knew beforehand was. And a lot of them said they felt embarrassed to go to the doctor and they wish they hadn't. And they wish they wouldn't have waited. So to answer your question, I do think therapy and surgery are a good idea. Ideally, talking with your physician, therapy first is usually always a good idea before getting surgery. If that problem can be fixed without surgery, you want to do that.
Okay, Carol.
Okay. That's the difficulty, getting to the doctor who can really address it. The last time I went, and there was some prolapse with the cervix, it was, well, you're going to need a hysterectomy. You know, so I'm just kind of up in the air maybe about what are the most important questions then to ask in the situation of prolapse.
So I would ask your physician for a script for pelvic floor physical therapy to see if you can work on strengthening some of those muscles prior to surgery. Because often when you do get surgery, that problem is still there of those weak vaginal walls.
All right, Carol, thanks a lot for the call. It's Medical Monday. Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health joins us. Naomi earned her doctorate of physical therapy at Damon University and focuses on pelvic health. And, you know, Carol brought up a great point. There is a stigma. People are embarrassed to do this. How do you get over that with your patients?
So by the time they see me, they've kind of gotten over it.
Yeah.
But oftentimes they tell me that, you know, it took them a while to see the doctor because they didn't want to talk about it. And it took them a while, even after they got a physical therapy script, to call in and make that appointment because they were scared to talk about all those things. But once we get started on that first day, we're talking about everything under the sun. I'm asking about your bowel movements. I'm asking you how frequently you're going to the bathroom. So all of that's out the window.
We're joined by Naomi Brereton today. Let's go back to our phone lines on this Medical Monday. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Chris is in Del Mar. Chris, go ahead.
Hi there. My mom is 98 and a half, and she had a stroke 3 years ago. She's in a wheelchair, so she needs help with every transfer. Since then, her overnight wake-ups have been more frequent, and sometimes she calls two nights, three times, five times to go to the bathroom, and it's getting hard to move her at night because she's very tired, and like I said, she needs help with every transfer. Are there any suggestions or insights that you might have for someone at that age?
So at that age, just making sure as well, pelvic floor physical therapy is also still an option, but making sure that an hour or two before bed, maybe ceasing liquids. So still getting as much water as you can throughout the day, but that hour or two before bed, maybe cutting out some of those liquids.
Yeah, she doesn't really eat past 6 o'clock. Dinner's at 6. She's in an assisted living place, and now she's at risk of going to a nursing home, mainly because of toileting, because she calls so much. So she probably has to leave because she's calling too much, but she doesn't drink at night. We're trying Revertig, which is, I'm not sure, an anti-urge medication, but she started a week ago with that, and I'm not seeing much change. Does that take a while to kick in?
Sometimes they can. So usually doctors will tell you to, you know, give it a little while before saying that the medication doesn't work. So I would talk to your provider about how long that timeline would be, whether it's a few weeks or if it's a month, before you should see a difference with that medication.
Okay, Chris.
Is there anything, I mean, she's 98 and a half, to take her to pelvic floor. I mean, is there anything I can do with her to strengthen that? Like, I know you were saying Kegels before. Is there anything that I could do as a layperson that would be helpful for her?
So not only Kegels, I would say just strengthening in general, because the reason that she has to call is probably because she's having difficulty moving herself, right?
Well, since the stroke, she only thinks she lost, was her ability to walk. So she's in a wheelchair. So she gets CT and OT once a week, you know, maintenance now. But she's been in assisted living, and now literally I have 30 days to move her because she's calling too much.
I'm sorry about that.
So I don't know what will change in a nursing home, but it's really, to go to a nursing home because of your toileting seems a little crazy to me.
Yeah, so definitely keep working on maintaining her strength as much as you can, I would say, and pelvic floor physical therapy could help as well.
Chris, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break here. 800-348-2551 is our number. 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. We'll be back. Donaldson, South of the Border here. That's our music here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551 is the number. Naomi Brereton joins us from New Vance Health. Naomi earned her doctorate in physical therapy from Damon University. Where is Damon University?
In Buffalo, New York.
Oh, beautiful weather out there.
Yes.
You enjoyed it, I bet.
Yeah. I did.
Well, great to have you back in the tropics. The number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Steph writes in, I was recently diagnosed with ovarian cancer and started chemo infusions. For several months before chemo, I've not been able to feel my pelvic floor muscles. I mostly guess when I need to urinate, and I've not had any accidents. Still, I'd like to exercise my muscles, but I don't know how to go about doing it. And that's from Steph.
So I would say a great candidate for pelvic floor physical therapy as well. There are even pelvic floor therapists that specialize in oncology even further.
Yeah.
Because that can have so many effects on the pelvic floor as well. But if you can't feel those muscles, it becomes very difficult to train. So sometimes biofeedback is necessary, or e-stim.
Okay. Let's go back to our phone lines, and we'll go to Rhinebeck. Mary, you're on.
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
My name is Mary. I'm in Rhinebeck. I'm a massage therapist, and I love hearing the show and all the information about the physical therapy and how to deal with pain by physical therapy as opposed to medication. It's a wonderful thing. But I wanted to just make a comment about an earlier caller. I'm an older woman also and an avid cyclist. And as a woman and our body parts change, I was starting to have some pain with the saddle and cycling, and I was just about to give up. I thought, you know, it's just too painful, and I'm going to have to figure something else out. And one of the things I didn't know is in cycling or bicycle shops, there are a lot of different saddles that can be that are made for nowadays, made for women, older women, women with different tissue disorders that can help make you comfortable on the saddle. And I just wanted to pass that along. And I'm sure you know this as a physical therapist, but I know there are a lot of older women who are having issues with this problem. And I just wanted to put that out there, that that cycling shops now have special fitting for women and saddles to make us comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that.
Thanks a lot, Mary. Appreciate the call. Number here is 800-348-2551. It's Medical Monday with Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health. Let's go to Troy and Debbie. You're on.
Hi. The lady who called with her mother that needed to go to the bathroom at night, they make a product called PureWick, which is like a little foam banana-shaped thing that you could stick between the person's legs, and they can just urinate, and it has to attach to a suction, and they don't have any skin breakdown because the urine sucked away. They stay dry, so maybe something like that could help her.
Huh.
Yeah, those are excellent, but I don't think assisted living facilities might have the equipment needed for those. That's probably why they're transferring her to the nursing home.
All right. Debbie, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call to Schuylerville. And Esther, you're on. Well, that was a good call. Thanks a lot. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. We're joined by Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health. 800-348-2551. Let's go to Jim in Adams, Massachusetts. Jim, go ahead.
Yay, Ray.
Hello.
Yes, and good afternoon, Dr. Amy. I was wondering if you heard about a method of exercising. It was developed by an exercise equipment company in Germany. You don't even need the equipment, though. It's you can just do it with your own muscles is all you need to do. And the secret behind the whole method is you hold the tension in your muscle or muscles groups for 8 seconds. I go even 16, 24, 32 as I felt my strength increase and my muscle tone improve. And it's based on natural principles. This is how animals exercise their muscles in the wild to become as fantastically strong as they are. Mm. And that's the whole secret behind the system is you hold the tension for 8 seconds or more. And it's, how do we gain benefit from exercise? Those little instantaneous bits of tension we hold in the muscles as we go through each
repetition
of the exercise. But this combines it, all those little milliseconds into one long period, and it gives you the greatest gain in strength you can get, even better than lifting weights. They did a test at Max Planck Institute in Germany and divided a group of weightlifters up. Some used the weights, some used their equipment. And the group that used the equipment for 8-second intervals, they improved their weightlifting ability greater than
beautiful.
The people lifting weights.
Excellent. Right. What do you think, Naomi?
So I believe you're describing isometric exercises. Is
yeah.
that correct? Yes. So those can be beneficial.
Summer isotonic.
Ah, okay,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes go against, you know, one muscle against the other, so you're getting increasing pressure as you increase the strength of your muscles.
Hey, Jim, you know that I love your calls, and they're great, but have you ever once asked a question, ever once on this show? Okay, man. All right. Well, anyway.
Three times on the astronomy show.
Okay, cool. But that was good information, and thank you very much. 800-348-2551 is our number. 800-348-2551. Let's go to now. We'll try to find Esther in Schuylerville. Esther, you hung up on me. Are you there now?
No. Something went wrong with my phone.
Oh, I know the feeling.
I don't know. I'm very sorry. I have a question, though.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm recently diagnosed with having bursitis in my hip, and the doctor ordered physical therapy. What will I expect on that?
So for a hip bursitis, you can expect for an initial evaluation to just kind of see your range of motion, testing your strength, and doing a few special tests to just make sure that it is hip bursitis and not anything else going on with that as well. So it wouldn't be pelvic floor physical therapy that you would need, though. You would get general orthopedic physical therapy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. 800-348-2551. Let's go to Pleasant Valley. And Lorraine, you're on.
Hi. I have had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, progressive, secondary progressive, for many years. And one of my major symptoms, the major symptom, is urinary incontinence. I have tried several medications, and I still take them, oxybutynin, Rebetric. I have had several outpatient surgeries, Botox injections into the bladder wall, and I also have an inserted interstim device made by Medtronic. But none of it really works. And I have been told it's because I have a neurogenic bladder, in that the problem is not musculature and that sort of thing. It is a failed messaging between the brain and the part of the body that tells me I have to go to the bathroom. Do you know of anything? First of all, do you have any comments on what I've just said? And then do you know of anything that I haven't said that might be helpful?
Hi, Lorraine. Thank you for calling. I do not have any comments on what you just said. But that is true, I would say. So sometimes there are instances where the muscle strengthening might not help, and you're speaking with your physician about that is the best way to find out about that.
Yeah, well, and I also do Pilates and other core exercises. So, and Feldenkrais works a lot with the pelvic area. But so far, nothing has come up that's useful.
Yeah. And prior to surgery, did you do any pelvic floor physical therapy?
I still go to physical therapy, and it's more of a generalized sort of practice. I've done yoga and Pilates for several decades, so I'm pretty sure that I've covered that area, but I haven't asked a therapist to give me specific exercises for this.
Yeah, so I would say pelvic floor, when it's a urinary incontinence issue, trying to see a pelvic floor physical therapy physician as well. So some of my patients will see a general physical therapist for their balance and gait issues, and then also see me for their urinary issues, because you can see both at the same time, as long as it's two different issues.
All right, Lorraine, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health joins us today. You having fun so far?
Of course.
Okay. Well, great to have you on the program. We'll go to Millerton.
Hey,
Sonia, hello. Okay.
I will. I'll go out. Yeah,
hello.
I will.
Hello, Sonia. You. You're on.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Wow. This is crazy. Incredible.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sonia from Millerton, New York. Sonia Mazur.
Right.
I don't need my last
gotcha.
Name. But
okay.
Doctor, are you there?
Yes.
Anybody? Somebody?
Oh, yeah. Go to town.
I could barely go to town. That was good. I was like, get out of town, move it around, just come back. I'm having a problem with my knee. I've been walking so much. I don't have a car. And I ordered a scooter type thing for next to nothing. I was very lucky if it comes here, just to get around locally. And these are four cards. I sold them off, and I wish I still had one. But in any event, I don't right now. So what do I do for my left knee because of walking so much? I have patches waiting for more to come in to alleviate the pain. It does help.
You're a little south of the focus today, but if you want to answer it, go ahead, Naomi.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. It's really weird.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Well, I don't think you're going to get much of an answer anyway, but because we're doing pelvic health today. But go ahead. Maybe it's tied in. Naomi, what do you think?
So with the knee pain, it really just depends on what is going on. So I would say, you know, consulting your physician and maybe asking for a script to physical therapy.
Yeah.
Your physician will do an evaluation, and then you would get sent to general physical therapy for that knee pain because a lot of things could be going on. It
okay.
could just be general arthritis, depending on your age or a number of other things.
63. I'm 63 years old.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan, Naomi. Thank you. And Sonia, thank you for calling. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. And now let's go to New Paltz. And Judy, you're on. Hello. Judy.
Yeah.
You're on. Go ahead.
Oh, well, that was fast.
Yeah, well, we're moving. We're moving fast today.
Okay. So I'm 89, and I'm in good health pretty much and active. About the time that I was 70, or a little over 70, I began to feel some discomfort in the vaginal area, and turned out that I was having a sagging pelvic, sagging vaginal area, and so what they put in was a pessary. And I remembered that's what my mother had. She also lived that long, and she also, after childbirth, needed a pessary. So I was familiar with that, and it's worked very, very well. And the alternative was surgery, and I prefer not to have to have vaginal surgery. But my question is really simple. Is there anything I should be worried about? I go every 3 to 4 months to the GYN, and they take it out and clean it and put it back in. Is there any concern I should have? Is there anything I should look for? So far, there's been no problems.
So if you're not having any of those signs of pelvic floor dysfunction, like urinary incontinence, trouble with constipation, anything like that, then I would say there's not necessarily anything to worry about. However, I do recommend people do get pelvic floor physical therapy, even if they're going to go the pessary route, just to make sure you're still strengthening.
Judy.
You recommend that people still do what?
Pelvic floor physical therapy, especially if you're having symptoms. But if you're not having symptoms, it's not as important. But I would say still strengthening that pelvic floor to prevent any issues.
Okay, just like the, yeah. Okay, that's
right.
It?
Yeah.
Okay, pelvic floor therapy.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Judy. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is our number. Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health joins us for this edition of Medical Monday. And let's go to Barbara in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Barbara.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling about the Sherwick, the device using for the woman who's in the nursing home whose daughter's having to transfer to it from assisted living to the nursing home. I had my own personal experience with that when I was in rehab and insisted on it because the night staff was very limited and it was provided. I could not get out of bed and the button couldn't be answered fast enough. Additionally, it's not covered generally by Medicare. The daughter could purchase it, and it is very expensive right now. People use it in their home, and it's a very successful device for those who are in the upper ages that cannot be trained because of strokes or other impairments. So I just wanted to share that in the interest of full information.
Okay. All right. No question there, Barbara. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is our number. Naomi Brereton is here from New Vance Health. Only a couple minutes left here on the program. Anything on the horizon, any research, any trends that may lead to better outcomes in the future in your line of work?
Nothing that I can say right now. I think research is pretty much still going in the same direction of a mixture of pelvic floor physical therapy, exercise, medication sometimes, and even surgery. So, but Still pretty straight and narrow.
Okay. You know, where do you think you're going to be in 10 years? What are you going to do? You going to stay in this line of work?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Absolutely. I love what I do. So I think in 10 years, I'll still be doing pelvic floor physical therapy.
Are there lives, you know, we've talked to several people who are older here on the show. Do you deal with younger patients as well?
Yes.
And in what sort of ways?
So similar ways, same stress incontinence, whether it's prenatal care, making sure that they're ready for birth. So sometimes just different positionings, if they have pelvic pain, making sure they do know what positions are better for them.
Interesting. You know, I can remember the name of the classes that my wife and I went to before our first child was born. They were the Lamaze classes. The woman stressed Kegels over and over again. How important is it for women who are pregnant to start that early?
So I would say it is important because the pelvic floor is all about that pressure. And you are raising a tiny little human that is increasing that pressure that's on your pelvic floor. So I would say Kegels are important to a certain extent, but it's not to say that every person needs to do Kegels every day. And towards the end, I actually train women more on that relaxation, because for birth, they need to be able to relax that pelvic floor so it can expand.
And how do they do that? Is that just a mental thing?
So sort of, but we do a lot of diaphragmatic breathing. So really focusing on, as you inhale, do you feel lengthening through your pelvic floor? And then as you exhale, do you feel it coming back up?
So are you a yoga person?
I am.
So when you do yoga, I don't know if you can tell from looking at me, but I've never done yoga. It's mind and body, right?
Yes.
And so does that translate into how you deal with your patients? Does that transfer?
Absolutely. Because the reason I did get into pelvic floor physical therapy was the mind and body connection. I feel like physical therapy in general, there is a mind body connection in a lot of the other professions, but I feel like it is very important in pelvic floor physical therapy.
Well, Naomi Brereton, I've learned more than I ever knew that I had to know about pelvic issues today. We're just about out of time. Anything that I missed or that our callers missed today?
I would say the biggest thing is just remembering that these symptoms that you're having at your pelvic floor, although they may be common, they're not normal. So some women think that it's normal after birth to necessarily be having that urinary incontinence and dealing with these pelvic floor issues. But it's just something that's common, but not normal.
I can't ask you to say, have you failed a lot of times? But are there cases that you just can't deal with from a physical therapy standpoint?
It's hard to say. There absolutely are cases like that, that you get to the end and there might have been small improvements, but it's like, they're not fully 100% yet. So sometimes you might say, okay, keep going at the exercises and see me in a month. I want to see if it keeps improving or if it gets worse, kind of doing things like that.
And now you're in Northern Dutchess Hospital?
Yes.
How do people find out about your department there?
So most are MD referrals, okay. I'd say.
All right. So listen, it was interesting. I learned a lot today. Thank you for being on the program. We'll do it again, yeah?
Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
Support comes from Orthopedic Associates of Dutchess County, fellowship-trained orthopedic and spine specialist serving the Mid-Hudson Valley for over 45 years. OrthoADC.com to learn more. Thanks again to Naomi Brereton of New Vance Health for joining us today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls. Thanks to Zach Malloy. He's over there. Thanks, Zach. And Bob Rathman took the calls today. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, we will talk real estate with Renata Lewis. No Kegels required. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.